U.S. Special Representative for Ukraine Kurt Volker arrived in Kiev on Friday to hold talks with Ukrainian officials, including President Petro Poroshenko. Experts say the closed-door talks was to persuade Kiev to compromise on the UN peacekeeping mandate in Ukraine. The Ukrainian government wants peacekeepers to be deployed throughout the restive eastern region of Donbas, including the border with Russia. Pro-Russian fighters in Moscow, however, want the mission to be stationed on the front lines only.
And that's going to be a way, to my mind, is how do you test the Russians to see if they're serious or not? So that would be my suggestion, is try to reshape the Russian proposal into something that actually works for Ukraine.
Moscow argues that without securing a special status for Donbass and amnesty for militias there, closing the border with Russia may lead to mass killings in the independence-seeking region. It says that control over the border is the final point in the Minsk ceasefire agreement and follows Kiev's implementation of a number of political commitments.
It is difficult for Kiev to maneuver in this situation, because any step towards a compromise can be used by the opposition to accuse the government of giving up national interests.
Meanwhile, the European Security Watchdog, OSCE, which monitors the conflict in eastern Ukraine, says that both sides have failed to withdraw weapons from the front lines. It also reported a steady increase in fighting over the past 3 weeks, which may intensify in the weeks to come.
At around mid-November, it will become even easier to move around the highly mobile hardware and equipment, and therefore, unless measures are being taken to remove those weapons beyond agreed withdrawal lines, it is inevitable that violence will continue to spiral upwards, and we will be seeing the same as last year.
The conflict in eastern Ukraine has claimed nearly 10,000 lives since April 2014. Kiev accuses Moscow of supporting the pro-Russia fighters, but Russia vehemently denies the accusation. After a meeting with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, Kurt Volker is expected to meet with Russian presidential aide Vladislav Surkov, as different parties are looking for a way to push the Minsk agreements out of the current deadlock. Leon Savchuk, Press TV, Kiev.